Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
We're diving headfirst into day 18 and 19 of the Richard Allen trial, days that were anything but typical. The accounts from the courtroom come to us from our contributor, Bob Mata, and the podcast Defense Diaries. The moment that most people will remember from today's proceedings didn't involve a piece of evidence or a witness statement. No, it was an unexpected outburst from a juror cutting through the courtroom silence like a gunshot. "Let the expert talk," the juror demanded. The courtroom collectively held its breath, unsure if the judge would bang the gavel or if chaos would ensue. It was a glimpse into the intensity boiling just beneath the surface of this trial, a trial that has already defied expectations at every turn. But let's start with the witnesses. Betsy Blair, a key figure in the case, took the stand today, and her testimony was nothing short of critical. Blair recounted her visit to the Trails that fateful day, noting the vehicle she observed parked at the old CPS lot. According to her, the car didn't match the description of Richard Allen's. In fact, she went out of her way to emphasize that the color and model resembled her father's Mercury Comet, a memory burned into her mind from years of seeing the vehicle. But when she was asked if the vehicle could have been black, she initially stumbled, prompting a moment of palpable tension in the courtroom, with one observer remarking that defense attorney Andy Baldwin nearly swallowed his tongue. On cross-examination, the prosecution didn't hold back. They drilled Blair on the reliability of her recollection, questioning whether her memory had been influenced by the media or even the passing of time. But the real drama unfolded when the jury got their chance to ask questions. One juror in particular seemed unconvinced by Blair's account, asking if the car she remembered could have belonged to an employee at the CPS building. Blair's response, acknowledging that the building appeared abandoned but that no one had checked, added a new layer of uncertainty to the defense's case. Enter Stuart Garrison, the defense's medical expert. Garrison, a Harvard-trained psychologist, presented a compelling analysis of solitary confinement and its psychological impacts. He spoke about how the brain can devolve into chaos when deprived of human contact, explaining how solitary confinement can lead to hallucinations, delirium, and false memories. The mind, Garrison explained, becomes a trickster in solitary, whispering lies that sound like truths. His voice was measured, almost haunting, as he described how easily a person could become confused, their reality warped by the confines of a cell. Yet the state was quick to pounce. During cross-examination, Garrison found himself defending his conclusions as the prosecution highlighted the ambiguity of his findings. Was Richard Allen truly suffering from the psychological effects described, or was this merely a defense tactic to dismiss incriminating statements? The courtroom's energy shifted as the jury members scribbled notes, visibly engaged. The defense's narrative took a sharp turn with their false confessions expert. This witness laid out, in painstaking detail, how memories can be corrupted and how the human mind is far more fallible than we often care to admit. The expert compared memory formation to a game of telephone, where the original message gets distorted with each retelling. It was a sobering explanation, but the prosecution worked hard to dismantle it, leaving the jury with a series of unanswered questions about what, if anything, they could trust from Allen's own words. Then came the forensic analysis, a topic that had courtroom spectators leaning forward, desperate to grasp the technicalities. Dr. Aaron Warren, the defense's firearms and tool marks expert, methodically picked apart the state's evidence. His main point was damning. He had not conducted his own analysis of the bullet casing, but rather critiqued the state's work. Still, Warren insisted that the photographs he reviewed did not indicate a match to Allen's gun, casting serious doubt on the prosecution's claims. But the jury wasn't letting Warren off easily. Their questions, sharp, pointed, and relentless, revealed a mix of skepticism and frustration. Why hadn't Warren done his own examination of the bullet casing? Could the results have been more conclusive if he had? His answers were unsatisfying, if not entirely evasive. "Hard to say," he replied, a phrase that seemed to hang over the entire case like a shadow. Perhaps the most electric moment came when Max Baker, a young legal intern, took the stand to defend the videos he'd compiled of Richard Allen in solitary confinement. This was not just any evidence. It was the defense's emotional plea to show the jury the hellish conditions Allen endured. Baker, barely 24 and facing off against the seasoned prosecutor Nick Mand, stood his ground with a calm defiance that drew admiration from even the harshest critics. When Mond accused him of manipulating the jury's emotions, Baker's response was simple and devastating. "I was showing the truth." And that's where things really got heated. Mann's cross-examination grew aggressive, pushing the narrative that the videos were designed to paint Allen as a victim. The tension reached a fever pitch when Mann declared, "Abby and Libby are the victims, not Richard Allen." An objection was sustained, but the damage, or perhaps the desired effect, was done. You could almost hear the courtroom take a collective breath, the weight of that statement crashing down like a gavel. What are we to make of all this? How do we reconcile a car that may not match Allen's, psychological experts' warning of unreliable memories, and a young man's unwavering insistence on showing the truth? The jury, it seems, must wade through a sea of doubt and conflicting narratives. Is this a case of wrongful imprisonment or a defense team grasping at straws? Only time, and perhaps more stunning courtroom moments, will tell. Where do we even start with a day like today? If you walked into that courtroom expecting a straightforward case of evidence versus alibi, well, you were in for a rude awakening. First, that juror outburst, demanding that the expert be allowed to speak, completely shattered the usual decorum. It was a sharp reminder that these stakes aren't just legal. They're deeply human, and the jury is grappling with this case as intensely as anyone else in that room. And then there's the defense's strategy. Stuart Garrison, the psychologist, didn't just describe solitary confinement as isolating. He painted a haunting picture of how it rewires a person's mind. Hallucinations, false memories, a complete breakdown of reality. It was powerful testimony, no question. But the prosecution hit back hard, slicing through his conclusions. They need the jury to see past any sympathy and focus on the facts. Richard Allen either did this or he didn't. And what about Dr. Aaron Warren, the firearms expert? He made a compelling argument about the flaws in the state's analysis, pointing out that comparing an unspent casing to a fired one is like matching apples to oranges. But here's the kicker. He didn't actually examine the casing himself. That's a glaring weakness. And the prosecution wasted no time hammering it. You could almost hear the jury's collective, "Wait, what?" echoing through the room. So, here's where it gets tricky. The defense has certainly stirred up reasonable doubt, but the jury isn't just evaluating forensics or psychological theories. They're deciding whether they believe the story the defense is telling, a narrative where Richard Allen might be more of a victim than a villain. It's a high-wire act, and each piece of testimony feels like a gust of wind threatening to throw everything off balance. And that's where I turn it back to you. What do you think? Can sympathy cloud our judgment, or is there enough doubt here to tip the scales? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.